Erev Shabbos HaGadol Tovshin Pei Gimel. It's been a while, 3 months, since we gave a shiur. It stopped for whatever may be a good excuse, but obviously not a good excuse, because Aveirger is Aveira, and look where we are, 3 months later, hasn't been shiurim. And since last Shabbos Vayikra was the anniversary of when we began to say the Shurim, either Yaakov Akudi Vayikra 3 years ago, started to record the Shurim, so it's really a high time that we just get on. Maybe we could be Mashlim, maybe we won't, but enough of this chit-chat. And let's head straight over to Haftarah of the special Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. Towards the end of the Haftarah, the Pesukim say, Chazku alai divreichem amar Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you are speaking a little bit too strongly to me, Klal Yisrael. You've overstepped your boundaries. Yes, your children, you are allowed to be a little bit hamish with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you went too far. Chazku alai divreichem amar Hashem. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you've spoken too strongly. Wow. Ve'amartem. And Klal Yisrael say back, and you said back, Manit barnu alecha, what did we say? We're not aware of what you're talking about, Hashem. Means, we searched, we tried to figure out, we tried to remember, we went back over our conversations, we played them back, but we don't seem to be aware, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what exactly are you referring to that we spoke too strongly? We can't figure it out. So Hashem, please enlighten us. What are you referring to when you say we spoke too strongly? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amartem, you said, Shav avoid Elohim, a waste of time to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uma betza ki shamarnu mishmarte, what do we gain when we guard the things we're supposed to guard in Yiddishkeit? What do we gain from it? V'chi halachnu kedairanis, and we went with humility, we went with a anivos, the Pnei Hashem Tzvakas. What did we gain from going with humility before Hashem? What did we gain from going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What a waste of time it was. That's what you said. That's the Chazku. Well, we obviously have two sticking out very strong questions. One is, why do Klal Yisrael not remember what they said? They spoke such strong words, and they said, there's no point in being a Yid. It's too schwer to sein a Yid, it's just too difficult. We're giving up on it, it's too much. What did we gain from being religious? If that's what you said, then how could you have forgotten what you said? And secondly, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu even only call it Chazku alai divreichem? These are strong words. Strong words, these are disgusting words, these are abominable words. These are the words of Napi Kairos. This is the most empty words any Jew could say. There's no point in being a Yid. How could someone talk like it? How am I even saying this over in the shir? So these are two questions. How could we have forgotten, and why is this only called Chazku alai divreichem? So we're going to learn a little bit from Reb Leib Chasman, famous Rav from Stutchen in Lita, and then more famous as a Mashkiach in Yeshivas, Chevron, in Chevron Ir HaKodesh. He brings an amazing Gemara, partly famous. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Vav is having discussion what defines a Chilul Hashem. Hechi dami Chilul Hashem. What constitutes a Chilul Hashem? And the Gemara has a number of shitas, a number of answers. And then the Gemara says, Abai Omer, Kedesanya. Abai says, I'll help you figure out what Chilul Hashem means. Kedesanya. It can be learned. Does not mean you should love Hashem, says the Gemara, says Abaya, it's been proven al pidiktuk, this is the more pashut pshat of the word, not you should love God, you should cause God to be loved, bring love of Him to the world, convince others to love Him, spread and share the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to everybody you can. V'yohavta. You should cause love. This is Abayi's drasha in Yom Adav Pevav. Shehei Shem Shemayim Mis'av Al Yadecha. And then Abayi gives examples. Shehei Kairi V'shayinu M'shanu Shem Tamidat HaKhaim. Yes, you should be learning. You should be involved in Torah. Involved in deep levels of learning. And you should have a kesher with Tamidat HaKhaim. But Your business dealings, your relationship with other people should all be done faithfully. And you should always speak calmly and softly in Mabrias with people. You should also be a nice person. You should be amiable, pleasant to hang out with. What will people say when they get to know you? A Talmud Chacham, who's also a very nice person, they will say, Ashrei Aviv Shalom de Torah, what a special person. And what a father he must have had to teach him Torah. That was a good move. Ashrei Rabbi Shalom de Torah. And people will continue and say, Oyelehem Lebriyoy Shaloy Lam de Torah. Woe to all the people that didn't learn Torah. Look how nice he could come out. There are people who have wonderful encounters with Yidden, who are sending to more strong religious schools, and they end up sending their children to a better school, to a Chinuch Atzmai school, to a more Dati school, because they're inspired with their encounters with religious people. And they want to have that also. They don't go all the way, but they want to have something more. So they're inspired, they want to also be involved, and they want their children to learn Torah also. Ploini Shalomdu Torah continues Abaya and says, look at this fellow who learned Torah, Re'u Kama Na'im Drachov, how pleasant his ways are. Kama Mesukanim Mais, of how his actions are so perfect. Allah Vakas of Aimer, says the Gemara, concerning this person, it says in the Pasuk, Vayoimer Li, Avdi Ata. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yishai, you are my Eved, Yisrael Asher B'cha Espar, you're the Jew that I'm proud of to show off. You are an example of what it means to be a Yid. Hashem says, I'm happy for everyone to look at you. Avol continues Abaya. However, someone who's learning, and he's harboring the learning, and he has a keshwar to be a chacham, but, however, his business dealings are not honest, he's a slippery guy, he's not straight, he doesn't talk nicely, he's gruff, he's grumpy, he's mean, he doesn't have a pleasant way with people, what do people say? Oy leile, plani shalom at Tyra. Poor guy. He's probably messed up because he learned Tyra. Oy leile, other shalom at Tyra. Oy leile, rabbi shalom at Tyra. Why did his parents do it to him? Who knows? Maybe the Tyra did it to him. Plani shalom at Tyra. Ra'u kamuk will call him Isaac. This guy learned Tyra. Look how nasty he is. The kamamukho orange rachel. Look how ugly his ways are. The love akos of Aymer. Concerning him, a pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Naftira Pashas Parah. The amor lahem. When Klai Yisrael go into Golis, what does it say? Am Hashem Eilu Me'artzi Yitzal. The Goyim look at Klai Yisrael and say, these are God's people. Well, why are God's people in Golis? Why are God's people suffering? Why are God's people having a rough time? And it's all one Bekhil Hashem. And Rashi says on this Gemara, in Yuma Peivav, says Rashi, V'amor Lahem Am Hashem Eilu Ezu Kara HaKosav Chil Hashem. The pasuk, the babish in that pasuk, Gemara doesn't mean the whole pasuk. It's called the Feirush Chilul Hashem in the pasuk. That is a Chilul Hashem. This is a bayis shita of what Chilul Hashem is. Kisha Adam Chashav Oivra Avera. When a Chashav, a person does an Avera, Uparanis Ba'alav, and then he gets punished. V'akol Oimer. Everyone says, Ma Ha'iluloi, what did he gain? Ru'u HaChasidim Machachamim Rabalim. This guy's a Chashav, this guy's a Chacham. And still, he has a hard time, he has a bad life. Shenemar, Rashi brings the whole pasuk. Vayachal Hashem kachi Klai Yisrael considered having made a chil Hashem. Ubemachilu, how did they make the chil Hashem? Says Rashi. Bemar lehim anrachrim shegala b'neim the goyim, who the Jews were sent into Gaulas into their midst. The goyim who now have these new Jewish neighbors. What do they say when they see the Jewish people? They reflect and they say, Ru'u am Hashem el. This is God's chosen people. Vayachal atzim. He couldn't save them. Shalayig. They shouldn't go into Gaulas. Look how miserable their lives are. Nimza Shem Shemaim Mischalel Ukvoidoy Mismait Zachil Hashem, and the Kvoid Shemaim goes down due to these people. And this is Abayas Shita of Chil Hashem. Actually, on the same daf, the Gemara speaks about how if you know somebody who is known as a tzaddik, but he's really doing Averis, there's a mitzvah to publicize, a mitzvah to go along and let this person, fake person who has these terrible actions going on, let everybody know about it. It's a Gemara Yuma Peva. Check the Chavetz Chaim exactly how we discusses the halachas of this when it applies in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. But Rashi on this Gemara says, what's the reason why we publicize these guys of Eretz? Rashi has two reasons. One, which is not our discussion, is that it shouldn't be a chil Hashem when he gets punished. People shouldn't say, hey, he's a tzaddik, why is he getting punished? No, he's not such a big tzaddik. And that is the reason which is relevant for us. The other reason Rashi says is not relevant. Rashi's other reason is that people should learn from him. People should learn from him to do bad things. To say he's a good person, and someone might see his bad actions, might say, okay, maybe it's okay. You need to publicize him. No, this is bad that he's doing. But the reason which you want to speak about, the relevant thing, is what we said, that when he gets punished, people should see it, because otherwise, it's a chil Hashem. It's a chil Hashem that people see this guy who's supposedly a Tamah Chacham and a Tzaddik, he's getting punished. Why is he getting punished? Why isn't God caring for him? Why is God allowing him to be punished? And that's why it's a chil Hashem whenever we're in Golis. That's the psukim at the end of Avtaira, Parshas Parah, which is Gemara brings down. So, Ablaib Chasman says, comes out an amazing thing from this Gemara. This is just an earlier step in Ablaib Chasman. He said, someone who does an Aveira is going to get punished in this world. Hashem is, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was not Mevater. He gets punished in this world. But when he gets punished, that causes a chil Hashem. So he's going to get punished in the next world for having caused a chil Hashem in this world. He's going to get punished in Olam Haba for having gotten punished in Olam Hazeh. Which means you do Aveira, do tshuva quickly before you get punished, says Rav Leib. Because otherwise, you're going to get an everlasting punishment in Olam Haba, which is Nitzchi, because of the temporary punishment which you got in this world. And that's a new pshat, Aveira, Gereres Aveira. Or Schar Aveira Aveira, right? It says in the same Mishnah. Schar Aveira Aveira means the reward of the Aveira, which is a punishment, is itself Aveira, because you're causing a Chil Hashem when a person is undergoing a punishment for an Aveira, and Goyim don't know everything, all the Aveiras that were done. So it's a Chil Hashem, and now he's going to deserve a greater punishment, Rachman al Islam, which will be reserved for him in the next world. And of course, Mida Toiv Meruba. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midah Tov is 500 times greater than the Midah Ra. So when someone causes a Kiddush Hashem, and they see that this Yid is being Matzliach, he's living in Eretz Yisrael, Tachas Te'inoch Zoy, Tachas Zesoy, and Klai Yisrael being Matzliach, and they're Oved Hashem, and everything is going well for them, of course, that causes a Kiddush Hashem in the world. And people say, like we said at the beginning of the Gemara, we have to Hashem Lekecha, She'eshev Shemayim Mas'av Le'edach. People say, I want to be like this front person. Look how nice he is. Look how he's acting. And that causes more Kiddush Hashem in the world. So he's going to get Schar. And that's Pshat. Schar, Mitzvah, Mitzvah. The reward for the Mitzvah. He's getting reward in this world. That itself is a Mitzvah. Because now people are going to learn from him. People are going to be inspired from him. Yisroel, Hashem B'chol Asbar. Hashem says, I'm happy to show this person off to everybody, like the Gemara says. So we have to be very, very careful. Be very, very nervous. We're considered part of the Am Hashem. We represent the Jewish people. Like, I don't know, you shouldn't follow the news. Good for you for not following the news. But one time I was in the car by mistake and there was a radio playing. Just kidding. And whenever something, you know, someone steals or someone's caught doing something terrible, in the news they say, you know, whatever, a person was caught living in this in the city doing something. If it's a religious Jew, whether it's an Eretz Yisrael or a Chutz La'aretz, they'll mention a religious Jew, a Yehudi Haredi, was caught doing this, that, because they expect more. And it's a Chil Hashem. He says, a person's going to get to Shemayim one day, and he's going to be, the Olam Emes, he's going to be shown that virus that he got for Chil Hashem, which he didn't even physically do. He got these virus by just having gotten punished. He says, well, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't make a Chil Hashem, but that's a Bayashita. You don't have to do something to be considered a Chil Hashem, just undergoing the Yisurim and the Einish for having originally done that there, that itself is going to add to him in Shemayim. That is a very, very frightening thing. Oylon v'yoyim adin, oylon v'yoyim etichecha. And that's Pshat, v'yahat Hashem lekecha. Make Shem Shemayim misahev, because you're causing more and more Kiddush Hashem by people seeing how wonderful your life is. And now, says Rav Leib, we can go back, we can examine our Haftarah. Torah Akdesha says, by the 98 klolas in Parshas Kisavoy, why do these 98 klolas come? Tachas Hashaloy, Avatas Hashem Alekecha, B'simcha, U'v'tuv Leivav, Miroiv Kol. Everybody knows, why did the 98, almost 100 klolas, Chas Hashalom, come to a Yid? Because he did not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'simcha, Uvetuv leiva miroiv kol. Listen to Reb Leib's pshat. Says, imagine, just imagine, he says. You have a fellow who's a oyver Hashem, a Talmud Chochem, an Adam Gadol. And this fellow is having tzaris, and people didn't have tzaris, there are tzaris. He's having a tzara. And he's walking home from shul, or walking home from his work, or walking home from his chavrusa. And he's thinking about his tzara. And he's an Adam Gadol. People look up to him. And they know that he's a learned fellow, a big Talmud Chochem. And as he's walking home, he's bent over, and his face is blackened from pain for what he's thinking about. And he's crying, and oi, oi, his tzaris. And there are a bunch of non-religious Jews who are living the motto of eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu also. And they're shefting meat, they're having parties, party to party, and doing averis. And they see this fine fellow who maybe they thought that they have respect for, who is looks so sad and so broken, and what they call it a vitzul, which stands for tzaddik v'raloi. And they say to him, it's a slang thing, and they say to him, what's the matter, sir? He says, oh, I have tzaris, you don't know, I have this and that. And he's telling him his real tzaris. And as he says his tzaris, he keeps walking, and he's davening to Hashem, Hashem, look at my tzaris, please take away my tzaris, Hashem. But these fellows who met him, what is their experience with the Talmud Chacham and Adam Gadol? Their experience is, this guy has a rough life, and we have a good life. And what did he gain from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we completely gained from doing what we want, because we're having a good life, in their opinion, at that moment. That's what they think. So he comes home, and he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't realize, if he would have done that tefillah between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he would have been brokenhearted and down and sad in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by his own davening, by his own Musar Seder, that would be wonderful maybe. But in public, this person left an impression on other people that there's no point in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing gained, that life is bad, bitter, and black. That's the impression that he left on others. So this person who maybe has a mila, perhaps it's a good thing, in its right place, but not where he was. He caused more chil Hashem. And he says, that's the pshat of the pasuk. Tachat ha-shalo yivat Hashem lakach besimcha. Miroiv kol, you have everything. Really, you could be so besimcha. You could focus on good things. Even when chas ha-shalom, the children died, and not getting married, and there's problems with the parnasa, problems with the gezunt. But really, you could focus. You have the ability, at the right moments, when you're outside in front of people, to be able to focus on the good. Miroiv kol. You have really what you need. And you still weren't misamech, and you were influencing others. So chas Hashem, there's a punishment on that chilul Hashem, because you are a walking chilul Hashem. Chas Hashem, a walking chilul Hashem. People are like, why do I want to be frontful? Look how depressed that guy looks. And because of that, all these klalas come. That's why the 98 klalas come. And now we understand the pshat and the psukim and the haftarah. Chasku alai devrechem. He spoke very strong words against me, says Hashem. We say, Hashem, what are you talking about? We don't really know. Because actually, the Talmud Chacham looks back. He's not going to find he said anything really bad. He was, you know, going through a humility moment, a Vayyas Hashem moment. What did we say? And it's not considered kfir because you didn't say it, but you caused it. Amartim, you said things which implied. That's Reb Leib Chasman Pshat. Shav avoyd elihim, umabethek ishamarni mishmartoi. What do I gain from being a Yid? That's what you cause others to think. Why would I want to be a Jew? Why would I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Chialachnu kadairanis. When you went like a black burnt pot, so the Tzudis explains the Pasuk, broken over, bent over. When you went like that, Pnei Hashem Tzvakes, you did it too much, you did it at the wrong time. And the pasuk continues in the Haftarah and says, "Va'ata and now anachnu ma'ashrim zedim." We're giving power. We're empowering the wicked because of our behavior. Ganivnu oisei risha. Those that do evil are being built from your actions. It just encourages them. Gambachnu elihim va'yimaltu. They tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're like, "I don't know. Hashem failed my test." That's how they feel because of how we're acting. And my Mashkiach added to this Trebleib, and he said, "Mashkiach said you also have to realize that if we do it too much ourselves, we're in the wrong place, we don't look at our challenges and our tzaras in the right way, if we don't look at it the right way, we could also bring ourselves down and also start feeling that ourselves. So it's really, really a very, very frightening thought. Especially when we're in front of other people, how we act. The story with Rabbi Yisrael, Erev Yom Kippur, with the barber, Shizur Rabim, it's a little different. He saw someone, Erev Yom Kippur, Yisrael Salanter, who the fellow looked very tzibrach, and Yom Kippur was coming, the guy was Isaac Betshuva. Rabbi Yisrael told him, you're a bar, Shizur Rabim, how you're making other people depressed. You want to be serious and down and worried about your avarice that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in front of other people, you're causing other people to be depressed. Here we're stelling on a different nekuda. It can even cause a chil shem shemayim amish, and fits into the psukim so nicely. The Haftarah finishes and says, "Az nidru yiri Hashem ishra'eu." So what's the eitza? People need to speak to each other, mechazik each other. And yes, you have tzara, share it with your friend, and it'll give you kachas how to go along and deal with it. Rashi says at the end of the whole Torah, on Moshe Rabbeinu's last words to Klal Yisrael, before he goes up the mountain, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Ashrecha Yisrael, mi kamoicha, am noisha b'ashem, magen ezrecha, v'ashrecher v'gavasecha. He says, Ashrecha Yisrael, the last time, after his whole drasha, his last thing, before he goes up, his last words ever, he begins with Ashrecha Yisrael. And Rashi says, Ashrecha Yisrael, mali lifrit lachem. Why do we have to go into detail? Klal davar hakol shalachem. You have everything. There's a way to focus, even when someone with tzaras, it's a big madriga, I have no idea how to do this. You have to be mechazik isha re'eyu. There's a way to focus and realize that really miroiv kol, yeshli roiv, yeshli kol. Not like Esav, yeshli kol. Yakaz, yeshli kol. You have to go along and realize and focus on all the gavaldi gazachin that we have. So this is, Navi says at the end of the Haftarah, Yiri Hashem Isra, they speak to each other, and the Mechazik, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu sees that Chizik, and you're trying to be Mechazik, and Chas V'Shalom, only cause Kiddush Hashem. There should be a Kiddush Hashem. Vayakshiv Hashem, Vayishma Hashem, listens to the attempt, and then the Pasuk goes on and says, Vayikasiv Zayis V'Sefer Zikar Lef Hashem, writes it down in the Sefer of those that are Mekashi Hashem. L'Yiri Hashem, L'Chaysh V'Shamay, those that care about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, those that want Mekash Hashem, you're considered Mekash Hashem because you're trying to figure out how can I walk around, be more pleasant, look better. People should look at me and say, Vayigba Liba V'Dark Hashem, this is a wonderful thing. Look at these Gidden. I was once in a place where there were six non-religious couples, many years ago, six non-religious couples, and they were discussing, you know, being frum, not being frum together for whatever reason. And then one of the people suddenly says, you know something? The frum people are always smiling. They always seem much happier. So even though we do this, we do that, and they can't do this, that, they just still seem much happier. And then all the other five attacked this person and said, not true, they're the saddest people around. So then they like, you say, yeah, you're right, they're not happy. But of course they know that really, they see Bnei Yisrael, they see Klaius, they see Bnei Tar, they're just such simcha. And we have to make sure to keep on showing that to our families and to ourselves, and especially if we're in places where there are people who might be influenced by us. I'll say over, just finish. My Zayda, Rabbi Yaakov Rubinstein, used to say over that the Chacham and Rasha, everybody asked, the Chacham and the Rasha both say the same, almost the same words, Vaydis Lachasachem, Vaydis Lachukim Aspatim, Sivashem Elakinu Eschem. So why is this considered a Rasha? Why is it considered a Tzaddik? So he said that the Chacham and the Rasha heard two different things at home. The Rasha heard the father complaining how expensive the matzahs were and how he was getting gypped on the wine. And he heard his mother complaining and screaming everybody about the chametz in the house. But the Chacham heard beautiful singing and he heard the joy and simcha of his parents. So the Rasha says, Ma, avoid us, Ezechem. What do you need this for? You yourselves don't like it. You yourselves are complaining. Well, I'm out of here. I don't want to be part of it. But the Chacham, it says, what's this wonderful thing you're involved in? Tell me what you're involved in. I want to also get involved. Because when we are amiable, pleasant, besimcha, that's when we're going to have a hashpah on others and ultimately on ourselves. A good Shabbos.